With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows few Americans trust the Secret Service after a gunman nearly killed former President Trump.
Most Americans have doubts about the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt. I'm Norman Hall.
One of the Texas 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants has been caught. U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force arrested 25-year-old Fabian Martinez in Round Rock Wednesday, charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child and possession of a controlled substance. The Department of Homeland Security says Martinez was convicted of entering the country illegally in 2018 and was deported. The sexual assault charge is out of Travis County for an alleged attack earlier this year. Also at SRNnews.com, it was a big sell-off day on Wall Street as indexes plunged due to a weaker-than-expected jobs report and the retreat of tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says sell-offs are part of the flow of the financial markets.
It was likely that a sell-off was going to occur in the stock market anyway. But this now seems to be adding, let's say, some reason to that sell-off, where we've been chalking up all kinds of, you know, daily records in the major averages, and now there's some more urgency attached to the slowdown.
Intel helped lead the market lower after reporting weaker-than-expected profits and suspending its dividend. This is SRN News. Liberty University is being sued for firing a man posing as a woman.
The ACLU of Virginia filed the lawsuit against the Christian University for workplace discrimination on behalf of Eleanor Zinsky. The suit alleges that Liberty University fired Zinsky after she disclosed her identity as a trans woman. According to the university's doctrinal statement, denial of birth sex by self-identification with a different gender is a sinful act. Zinsky says you can be both Christian and transgender. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church makes over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The Dress a Girl Sewing Group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message of God's love to girls in multiple countries. They also hold an annual sew-a-thon every November, which attracts hundreds. This is SRN News. U.S. health regulators have approved a blood test for colon cancer, offering a new way of screening for a leading cause of cancer deaths.
Medical manufacturer Guardant says the Food and Drug Administration approved its Shield test for screening adults 45 and older. The approval is expected to increase insurance coverage of the test, which is already available, for nearly $900. The test looks for DNA fragments shed by tumor cells in precancerous growths.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In a study published in March, the test caught 83% of cancers, but very few of the precancerous growths found by colonoscopy, the gold standard for colon cancer screening. Attorneys for an illegal immigrant accused of killing a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus are asking a judge to move the case to another county, saying in a court filing that finding an impartial jury in Athens-Clarke County is impossible. More at SRNnews.com.